Mr. President, Poland aligns itself with the EU statement and would like to offer some additional remarks. Poland strongly believes that effective exercise of the right of freedom of peaceful assembly and of association is essential for the enjoyment of other humanitarian rights and freedom, and constitutes a fundamental pillar for building a democratic society and strengthening democracy. The importance of these values is particularly essential today, when all members of the international community must face up to the dangerous trends of undermining democracy and increasing authoritarian tendencies. In this context, we are constantly appalled by the detention of more than 15,000 individuals who exercise their rights of peaceful assembly during nationwide protests following the full-scale Russian unprovoked and unjustified military aggression against Ukraine. We are strongly concerned with a Russian decision to forcibly close down the Memorial International, one of the oldest, best known, and most distinguished Russian NGO advocating for human rights. Repressive laws against the non-governmental organization put activists in the greater danger of intimidation and harassment. Mr. Special Rapporteur, in your recent report on access to resources prepared for this session, you mentioned several times your concern with the law on foreign agents adopted in the Russia, used as a tool in the stigmatization campaign against foreign-founded civil society organizations. In your opinion, what are the best solutions to prevent such practices?